Would you please turn in your hymnals to page 818, and we will read Psalm 98 responsively. O sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord has done marvelous things. God's right hand and holy arm have gotten the victory. The Lord has declared victory and has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. The Lord has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the ruler, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Our second reading today from the Hebrew Bible comes from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 52, verses 7 through 10. If you'd like to follow along, you can find it in your pew Bible on page 642 of the Hebrew Bible. Hear these words. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy. For in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted your people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson for today comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. It can be found in your pew Bible on page 204 in the New Testament. Hear these words. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is a reflection of God's glory and exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds, and his servants flames of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak you will roll them up, and like clothing they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, let's get a little more pious, perhaps a little more thinking of God. Let's turn to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. I'm not going to compete with the choir finding their seats. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14 can be found in your pew Bible on page 86 of the New Testament. And as always, I encourage you to follow along if you'd like to do that. Hear these words about the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, many of you were here last night. I wish all of you could have been. It was an amazing experience. Our church experience last night and also this morning reminds me of a fairly common Christmas experience that I had when I was a kid growing up in Ohio. Let me tell you about it. For many years, my maternal grandfather would visit from New Jersey to join us for Christmas in Ohio. My grandfather was born and grew up in Germany, but as a young man, he moved to the United States. His name was William Lemp, but we knew him by a German expression, Opa. Roughly translated, Opa means little father. Opa was always very interested in the gifts under our Christmas tree, especially ones that had the little tag that said, "To Opa from Santa." He was an avid reader, more like a voracious reader, so his favorite gifts were always books. And that's what our family would always give to Opa. The funny thing was that as soon as Opa had opened the gift of a book, he would start reading it. And he wouldn't stop until he had finished that gift book. No kidding, we wouldn't see Opa again on Christmas Day until he had finished that book. Last night during our Christmas Eve service, we heard the story of the birth of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And this morning, Christmas morning, we heard a very different take on the same event from John chapter 1. Through both Bible experiences, we are celebrating the sacred gift of Christmas. But last night was about the pretty packages that are under the tree. And this morning, we begin to think more deeply about what that event means. Last night, Opa opened his gift book, but this morning, he delves deeply into his reading mode. Last night we were little kids enjoying the magic of Christmas. But this morning we turn to our more spiritually mature nature to consider what this special birth actually means for each of us and for the salvation of the world. Theologians tell us that Jesus was fully human and fully divine. Now, he wasn't human for a while and then divine for a while, all the time from the moment of his conception, right up until the time he died on the cross at Calvary. Jesus was completely a human being and completely God. So in that stable some 2,000 years ago, a blessed little baby was born. But no kid ever born on this earth has ever had such important and weighty titles as this baby Jesus. Listen again to those words from Isaiah. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. How many babies do you know who are called that? Over the course of his life, Jesus would be called the Son of God, the Son of Man, the King of the Jews. Jesus is often referred to as Emmanuel. This comes from Hebrew and means literally God with us. We refer to his birth as the incarnation. That word incarnation comes from Latin, which means literally to be made flesh. And on this glorious Christmas morning, we are reminded once again by John that Jesus is also named the Word with a capital W. I want you to listen again deeply and attentively to these beautiful descriptions from today's lectionary readings. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. Jesus is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, that is, when he died on the cross, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. On this Christmas morning, you and I join untold generations of Christian people who have wrestled with the true meaning of this special birth so many years ago in the town of Bethlehem. On that day, God Almighty committed to a brand new way of relating to human beings. Those people whom God created and with whom God so lovingly desires to be in relationship. God became a human being just like every one of us in the beautiful person of Jesus of Nazareth, so that every one of us would know that God is with us in a very real way. And this promise of Emmanuel, God with us, continues to this very day in the person of the Holy Spirit, who is right here and right now with each of us. And you, my sisters and brothers, will never be alone in your life because of this most beautiful Christmas gift. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And you, my sisters and brothers, in accepting God's unconditional love, have opened yourself to a new and exciting opportunity. God is calling each of us to take God's holy word, the Bible, and to use the life and lessons of Jesus Christ as a model to make the word come alive in your words, your thoughts, your actions, and your very life. When you truly commit your life to following Jesus Christ, it may someday be said of you, "The word became flesh and lived among us." That is the gift and the challenge and the opportunity of Christmas. My brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas. Amen.